when Pero filming everybody, you said, all of you, you said that you are looking for Varsovia.
I actually think it's just lies.
It was just. I mean,
every
you shouldn't take anything seriously.
Okay.
Every town is the favorite
town, filming?
Of course.
You? Usually you are filming the videos?
No, Paris.
It's his thing.
Does he have a passion for this?
He just got a new passion for it, I think. He's really into it.
He's a new hobby.
Yeah. No,
maybe one day he will be a director or something.
Maybe. He'll probably be a good one.
The music.
He will reinvent himself once more.
Yeah.
If the music doesn't work anymore. Too much download.
It's not the possibility of that very slight, though.
Yeah. So how is the music industry? You can feel it? And the crisis also?
Yeah, it's very...
Down.
It's going down the drain very fast.
Of course, the part of the music.
Yeah, should the part where you get paid. that's going down the drain.
Well.
So what are we having?
I'm going to have Prague and Swiss beer and tomatoes.
Make it two.
Yeah.
Library. So this is like an international interview.
Yes.
Because it's Slovak, and we will share. So it's.
Are you from Romania?
No, he's Slovak. Yeah.
Okay.
We met yesterday.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I see.
While waiting, you know, hours and hours.
You've been
making new friends.
We've been there for before 12 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Is it like a community, all the fans?
We know each other from the forums.
Yeah.
So we met here Russian fans, Germans, and Czechs also.
Mm-hmm.
Slovaks.
So you like check out each other's forums and pages and stuff?
Yes. I usually do because I run the site, the website. Mm-hmm. I upload the news. So I watch like 3 forums and 4 or 5 sites to upload the news. Because I cannot afford to travel and follow you guys. So.
No, of course not.
And it's not my thing.
Yes.
But
I would like ham and
gruyere.
Yeah. Two?
Yes.
Also?
Two?
Yes, please.
And some tea, please.
Tea, green, black.
Black tea.
Black. And a mocha. Sorry.
Do you have some honey to go with tea?
Yes.
Cappuccino and an orange juice, please.
A coffee?
Espresso, cappuccino, the normal coffee, black?
Black coffee. Great.
And the orange juice.
So it's a study already that if you drink fresh juice, it's more awakening than the coffee.
Really?
Yeah. Wakes up.
But you don't get like that from the juice. And that's what
you want that.
You want that. Of course you
do. In the morning.
Well, you have your day off today.
Yeah.
So you should see the city. It's very nice.
Yeah, I'm going to walk around and look at things. Yeah.
You should go to the castle.
I will show you on the map. Mm-hmm. I will give you
a
map.
Some hints would be nice.
I will call Håkan.
Yeah. Clarence had a friend here yesterday, someone he met at a holiday somewhere who's living here and being a translator, so he showed us around.
Ah,
some
great,
really nice beer hall and stuff. So we could have sausage and red cabbage.
It was
a delicacy.
Yes, good.
So you arrived here from Warsaw directly here?
Yesterday,
yesterday.
Just 20 minutes before we went to the soundtrack.
Buy one of those.
Yeah, I was wondering why the band has So it's your first international tour experience?
No.
No, you've been with your own band?
You start.
Yeah. I've been with a lot of different bands.
Internationally?
I played with the Cardigans a couple of years ago.
With the Cardigans?
Yes.
Really?
Just for
I like Cardigans.
Some, one of those guys were couldn't make it, so I jumped in. But I don't usually play with them.
Ah,
so it's just for that one. Then I played with a very small instrumental guitar band. We did a punk club venue tour. Ah. So that was so very small. It was like this. So
and
this
I've done a couple of other things as well.
So I've been there and I've been...
So you've been internationally?
Mostly with Per. My band, Brainpool, we supported Roxette on the 1994 tour. So that was the first when we were just 23 years old.
He chooses you after that for a producer.
Yes. So that was really huge, playing in all those big places. And I remember the gig in Prague because we started playing and we were like a punk band. And we just played really fast and really furious. And 2 minutes into the set, everybody took their Roxette tickets and held them like that. They hated us.
They really did.
And it was two nights in Prague and it was the same boat.
No.
Roxette.
it was like a protest thing.
Yes, it was. And then I toured with Roxette 2001.
So you can feel what Martinique is feeling
yes,
now.
Yes, yes.
But he's quite nice.
He's really nice.
How did Petrus choose Martinique for his opening act, you know?
Martin just sent him his recordings and the idea just came up because it was so obvious. Since they're having a small child, only a couple of months old, so they can travel together and everything is working really smoothly.
This will be like usually when he will go on tour to have an opening act? Or
not every...
No.
Just for this occasion, for this tour?
Yeah, when you find something that sort of fits and works, then it's nice to have an opening. But it's not nice when it's just for the sake of it.
So how come the band didn't join him on stage? And he did... his solo thing, like.
You mean we could have played with him?
Yeah. Not play back the band thing.
It's kind of weird to play a little and then go away and then come back again.
With another.
Yeah, with
and
a different.
And suddenly people scream.
Yes. Yes. With a new shirt on.
I couldn't. I shot a few pictures with you leaving because I thought you'd come back again.
Okay.
It was too short for us. So
I told her, that's enough. That's it. It's over. No, it's not. Yes, it is.
I was watching your technician guy wrapping up things and said, oh my God, it's finished. I was waiting for you to come back.
I think this is long. The set is long to be a club tour,
small venues.
And it's short if it was an arena tour.
Yeah,
the lengths are sort of different depending on the size of the venue.
Yeah. So what's the difference between playing in small venues and different big venues? Because you play with him on stage and
I guess it's just different. It's really really fun and nice.
From the sound quality, how is different?
There's no difference really. I mean, everything, the technology that we bring with us now
is the same as
the... It's always different anywhere where you come to different venues, even if it's outdoors or indoors. Every room is different and every venue is different, so it doesn't really...
I think maybe in the small places it can more easily get more intense, like emotionally, like that.
Yeah.
And that's nice.
There's obviously a bit more of a communication thing going in a smaller venue.
So how did you find Prague? It was a big venue.
It was the biggest so far, but still intimate. And
how do you see fans from the stage? Happy, bored, how they look?
Stupid, funny.
Very stupid.
Crazy. Why?
People look very happy.
Really happy, yeah.
And touched sometimes as well.
Yeah.
And they seem to know the words, huh?
Yeah, they better than we do.
Yeah.
Better than
absolutely
Pandu.
Better than.
When you rehearsed, we noticed a monitor with lyrics.
Yeah.
So is the same monitor on stage also during the tour?
Yeah, it's just a backup. It's not like he reads from it.
But
if he gets lost, it's just
a security blanket.
Yeah. What's it called, the thing you had in the old days in the theater? The
souffleur.
Yes, thank you.
Cappuccino.
Yes, please.
Coffee?
Yes, please.
Mochaccino.
This one goes. So, the biggest question of... Or it's better a party crasher or a party pleaser after the show? This will go down in history, so...
Well, that was a difficult question. I'm not sure I know the meaning of party crasher or party pleaser.
Well, he explained it.
He did?
Yeah, he did actually in an interview. He said that it's from his teenager experience.
Yeah.
When he threw a party at his house, first time parents away, and some bullies came and crashed the party.
Those were the party crashers.
And they stole things, so it was bad.
Okay.
In all
well,
the
then
way.
He's not a party crasher, for sure.
So it's a party pleaser.
Oh, yes, very much. I mean, he's a very...
He's entertaining, he's always he's making jokes.
He's a fun person to be with.
So please eat.
He's got a lot of energy and he's always, you know, full of positive ideas. Yeah, so he's fun to be with.
I've seen that he's kind of pushing you on stage. I mean, he's always ready for the next song. And he's looking to see if you are. Where he finds this energy? I mean, I know he goes to gym, but must be something else also.
I guess he's just like that. I think he's been like that just all his life. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like in the plug all the time.
Huh? Yeah, very
connected
much.
Connected to
very much so.
A voltmeter.
And he's like that when we're recording as well. He's always.
I think he looks for sounds that fits and everything.
Oh yeah, yeah. He does a lot of drawing and painting when we record because there's so much time when he doesn't do much.
Yeah, we noticed from the short films that he has a notebook and all the flowers and faces.
He has a new book for each record.
Oh really?
A little bit like this, and he fills them with, you know, little.
If he puts them on eBay, it should be like the biggest selling
ever. He uses up all my kids' pens.
So your kids are coming to the studio?
Kid. Why not his kids?
Because we're in my home recording, that's the reason.
How big they are?
6 and 9 years old, two girls.
So you're off now?
Yes, I miss them terribly.
Yeah, me too. I left them with my husband.
Oh, how many have you got?
Two, but small.
How old are they?
4 years and 10 months, and 2 years and 3 months. So, I miss them terribly.
2 years, that's really intense, and walking and...
I've been with them at the Ahashem concert, but, well, they stayed at hotel, but my daughter was 7 months old. So she was crying afterwards. She was, I found her in the hotel, like, whispering. She couldn't cry anymore. Exhausted. But so that's why I didn't stay afterwards for signing everything on the Ehash tour. I've been to Stockholm there. So I don't know which choose Prague this time, but we went to Stockholm also. But
I think the audience, I think this will be one of the better audiences, the most enthusiastic. Yeah, I think so, and Poland as well. It's really a lot more enthusiasm and energy than in Scandinavia, which is a lot more like nice.
Yeah, I found it strange, maybe because this is like a Swedish thing. When we went to the concert in Stockholm, during between the songs, they were like, everybody was so calm.
Yeah.
And all the Latin fans are screaming.
Yeah. It's
and
very
I was
much like
5-6 rows from the front. So I could hear the silence around me. Yeah. And I was the only one screaming, hey, Per, I love you, or something.
Swedish audiences don't
and
do that.
They were watching like this, and I was like, not me.
We're really, everybody's trying to hide. Please don't notice me.
I have a book written by a Swedish guy who, about the Swedish mentality. Now, because I'm studying Swedish at a night course. And, they gave us. So it's a Swedish guy who wrote it. Saying the. I don't know how you call it in Swedish. It's like a word for it. For this. This.
A Swedish word. Making a terrible joke.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't remember it. So. All the time are Swedish like this on the concerts?
No, I mean they're nice. It's just that they don't.
It's a matter of
bad.
No, it's not like.
I mean, when I go to a gig, I don't stand up.
No, I don't either. It's just the way we are. It's not. It's got nothing to do with being cold.
But if we went to Beatles, for example, wouldn't you scream?
Screaming is hard.
Yeah. We scream like Brian Wilson.
Yeah, I scream there too, actually, a couple of times. But that's rare.
Yeah, that's very rare.
It just doesn't come naturally. And we're from the south of Sweden. We're supposed to be the, you know, the Italians of Sweden. Yes. You should speak to the people from the north. Yeah. They don't talk. They say, and that's it.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
It's amazing. They just don't say anything.
From the north.
Today he is. Yes.
He's tired.
I think he's studying the sports news.
Yeah. Like sports. Paris, like race car fanatic.
Yeah.
I don't understand. But of course I'm a woman. So.
But it was a different audience, right? Yeah. When you were in Southern America, for instance. You joined the
festival? I was never with them there, unfortunately, but I heard so
many... These are really crazy people.
Yes, I heard so many stories about it.
How did you choose? How did they choose you for the opening act on the Roxette tour?
You mean the Brain Pool?
Yeah, how did they...
It was... Pat had just started his publishing company, Jimmy Fallon, and he wanted to work with other bands and acts and artists and be a publishing company for good music that he liked. Not like a business, but more like
what he enjoys.
With good things that he liked and making long-term career investments, not release one single and see if it works, but let them make four albums and have them build something and get better and so on. And we were the first act he signed. So we were Brempo was the first band on that stage. So that's why he wanted us to come as a support act. Mm-hmm. He was kind of a Brain Pool fan.
So you met him like in a business meeting before?
We met him when we signed, I think. We were also making demos with Mats Persson, the guitar player.
We know.
Yeah. So we went to his little studio to make demos before we made our first album, and Per came and visited us there. So we met him there.
You knew him before, of course, because he was famous.
Yeah,
in Sweden.
I mean, then he was. That was when he was, you know, the biggest star ever, except internationally. There was a lot of mystique around him in Sweden then, because he didn't do Swedish albums. He just was international big star with weird hairs, and he was just up there. You know, so he was like Marilyn Monroe. Or
so how come you decided to have a long hair? I noticed a photo from you when you were younger with Brain Pool and you had short hair,
yes.
No beard. So
well,
I actually put that photo on the interview, so you must see it.
I was ordered to have longer hair to begin with, and then I got used to it. I had two. When we began, I had too short hair for a pop band, so I tried to make it longer as quickly as I could.
So you both played in Brain Pool?
No, I didn't.
But you played both?
I toured a bit with Brain Pool on tours. I had that band from the same city, and we were a few years ahead of Brain Pool.
So you're like the Mac technician, you said? The computer technician.
Exactly. Yes, that's me.
Have you heard his band, Beagle?
No.
It's really nice.
No.
Two really good albums.
You should send us links. So the fans always looking for what's in connection with Per and Marie. They listen and they watch, so everything gets going. Yes, and we will check his band too. He's told me yesterday. So what's with those straw hat?
With?
The straw hat that you wear. What's the story behind it?
Do we have to speak about that?
Yeah. It's the thing that will sell the newspaper.
The thing is that clothes and style and stuff is not my cup of tea at all. I haven't got a clue. So I need somebody to tell me what to wear. And the Paris manager since many, many years, Marie Dimberg, she likes that sort of stuff. So she's
very into hats.
Yes, she's into hats. And I ask her to tell me what to wear. And I happily accept her suggestions.
She came up with this Moulin Rouge style.
Yes. She puts on the clothes and then they laugh at me and mock me.
That's the usual thing.
That's the basic thing.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Did she suggest Clarence had to?
The fez was...
shining one?
Oh, he made that himself.
Yeah, we saw it on YouTube, but what's with the fez for him?
Well, I think he had it before.
He had it on the party.
And then he just... Dimbai wanted everybody to wear hats, and he suggested the fez. and she happily went along.
Yeah. So it's this tour a rehearsal for a Roxette tour, like testing the Martin.
Who knows what they'll do? It's up to them.
We come across with an information which is not confirmed yet, but it's from the German fans. Mm-hmm. They found out in a website with the Night of the Prom thing.
Yeah.
And they will announce the band that will perform on the 5th of the May, because it's a contest to ask people which do you think would appear on the Night of the Prom.
Okay. So,
but in the code of the site, there is...
Somebody had to get the code.
Yeah,
code.
Yeah. Like, so this is like...
This is like Apple releasing the
FBA file. So this is like the biggest secret. Yeah. And there's Roxette, of course, in the list. So...
But maybe they were asked a couple of years ago, so maybe... Everybody.
Yeah. Don't know. Because you play with them, I guess. If they play,
we really don't know anything about that. It's
they so Perry calls you and say, let's do this.
Yeah, they decide what they want to do, and then they ask us if we want to come along. If they want us,
if
to
they
come
want
along.
To, yeah, exactly.
They could also want somebody else next time. You know, it's really up to
maybe them. They hate us. We don't.
But Roxette, we're going to do Night of the Proms just before Marie got sick.
Yeah. But that's why I thought this is like taking off from they were left.
Yeah, you know, maybe. So. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, so we have to wait until 5th of the May to find out. But we tried to find out.
Hacking into the code. That's,
That's good.
Really,
you should do more of that stuff. I
didn't. German fans did.
Very impressed.
And they put it on their side, but it's only German, so...
Okay.
I didn't take it, the info, because it's not confirmed. Mm-hmm. To put it on my website, but...
That's very clever.
The only thing clever. So what's your favorite song in this tour? Why
I think
that?
It's not one particular. I think it depends really on the night, and then it's a good set. It sticks together well, and so when one song ends, it's very you want like now this one, that's good. So you're always good for it. Thank you.
I really like the way a couple of the old Roxette hits turned out, because we didn't think we were going to be able to play them. Because we tried to play them like the original versions, and then we sounded a bit like a Roxette cover band. It was sort of, this is not good. And then we slowly started this, trying to play them in a totally different way, more like for a rock band setting.
Yeah, I've noticed that you introduced that strange guitar on Listen to Your Heart.
Yeah.
So it was cool. Yeah.
And also the way we play Joyride, which is really different from
the look.
And the look. Yeah. And that's fun. Dangerous.
Yes, and the public really responded well to the Roxette songs.
Yeah.
I noticed that they are louder than.
Yeah.
But you know, everyone changes. It was like 20 years ago, no?
Yeah.
That they were recorded. No one expects them to sound, because everyone listens to modern music. So when you get those songs in a modern context, or modern, but kind of a modern context, everyone thinks it's natural because that's how music sounds nowadays. So I don't think.
No, it seems
not that much of a surprise, really.
And also, it feels like it's this tour is kind of a tour where the songwriter plays his songs with his band.
Yeah.
Kind of. That's the
way
we play those songs is a bit more like he writes songs. He writes with the guitar. He doesn't write with the sequencer and synths and stuff. So now we just play them more like he wrote them, I think.
So you try more Party Crusher songs on your first,
really difficult to play. Difficult to turn into this way of playing. That's the reason why we play so few.
Yeah, because they're not really, they're kind of a little bit of a different genre.
Yeah.
They're more like dance stuff, some of them, and they're very much
we just look for dancing moves.
I think those songs were written more with a beat and rhythm in Paris of Mine, and that's why it's difficult to turn them into rock songs.
After CD really was released, we actually expected all the album to be in this type of song.
Because it's not a Polly record
to
at
be all. At pair guest list type of songs.
Yeah. Yes, of course. Yeah.
Usually it's combined. But Silly River was a nice change. Mm-hmm. It's a fresh change.
Mm-hmm. But that's what happens when somebody consciously tries to change their way of writing and thinking. You can only do it so much because you're still the same person and
I think it was
natural
to be the first single. Right?
Yeah, that's so really natural.
From the whole album. So do you listen to the Party Crasher CD sometimes? In your home, on your car or something? Or not really?
Yeah, well, I listened to it obviously before this and before when we made some TV appearances. So yes, of course. I never really listened to stuff that... No, I wasn't involved in that album. You never really listen to stuff that you're playing with. You do it to listen to it and to get into it, but it's hard to just have it on and just listen to it like everyday music because you listen with other ears. You're so concentrated.
But you recognize it when you listen to radio or something.
You
recognize yourself.
What is this? What a bad arrangement! Horrible sound, worthless.
Why don't you play live on galas like Father's Gala that you've been to? Why don't you play live?
Mostly a technical thing, I think.
The thing is, if you play live, it sounds so horrible, not because the playing is bad, because the technology is so bad. Mm-hmm. And you don't have your own people doing the mixing and stuff, so you can never be sure it's going to sound the way you want it to. So that's
also so many artists.
But Per sings live in his mic at these galas?
Sometimes.
It's different sometimes and sometimes not. Mm-hmm.
One more question about the Roxette songs.
Yeah.
He sang "This Into Your Heart" and it must have been love and wish I could fly. You know, these are songs that Marie
very much,
sing.
Yeah, and "Dress for Success" very much.
Yes,
Marie
and also, yes, but especially the ballads, which are also quite hard to sing.
Yes.
I think.
Yes.
I have no voice, so I'm really bad at this. And I was wondering, was Per, I don't know, anxious or excited or nervous or?
I think he was more like excited about it because it's. I mean, they're his songs and they're his babies and very close to his heart, I guess. So it's very natural for him to sing them just the way he sings them. Mm-hmm. And not trying to sing them like Marie does, because that's a different planet, obviously. So I think it's really nice to hear them from the songwriter's perspective.
Great.
But it's a very different thing. I mean, Must Have Been Love is a... Must Have Been Love! And now it's more like Must Have Been Love. So it's a different perspective.
It was quite nice,
I think it's nice.
Queen of Rain I didn't like it, but the other ones I liked. Mm. Queen of Rain is too much Marie to hear it from Paris.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It's,
I can understand.
But it's always
why he choose so many ballads from Roxette? Why ballads? Because he choose Wish I Could Fly, It Must Have Been Love, Listen to Her, these are ballads. Why not more Per Gessle's Roxette songs, like Knocking on Every Door?
I think he picked songs that he feels strongly about, and that he likes a lot, and also songs that are well known, of course. But it's fun for him to do his work.
There are more ballads then.
But anyway, I noticed he was quite emotional after Listen to Your Heart, I think, last night.
Yeah, with the response.
I mean, he couldn't believe that people are still crazy about the way that song sounds.
Yeah,
like.
That's true.
Have you talked with him after the show?
Yeah, sure.
What after. He thought about Prague's response?
I thought it was great, like, one of the top gigs so far.
So you like Copenhagen more?
For me personally, but it's like that it's very much different.
They are almost the same. Yeah. It was very nice in Copenhagen. It was because it was the first show that really kind of exploded.
And it was really small and intense, and it got really
friendly with the fans.
Yeah, and really intense. I think it got.
So that's very hot.
That was
yesterday
the first,
was a lot of press. You notice?
There was
a lot of
20 people in front of it.
We actually had a photo pass, but we didn't use it because after three songs we were out.
So then you turn up at the back.
It was better.
That's
was
bad.
It you? They were on with the camera.
Yeah,
what was that about? Because I just thought,
Paddy. Let him, just let him do whatever he wants to do.
It's not like we are selling, you know.
No, no.
It's just sharing between us.
Yeah. It's silly.
So it's not even a professional movie. Like not like we're going to make a DVD now.
No,
it's, I don't know. I mean, they made such a big fuss about it. I think it's very annoying when it's there, when it's there playing.
Yeah, yeah. And
they're arguing right in front of you and trying to play a song.
You're professional.
Some people pushing in the back, you know, they began to fight or something for the place.
Really?
Yes. On your left. Mm-hmm. So it was, and the bodyguards from both sides came and tried to calm them down twice. Uh-huh. Because they were, I don't know what was going on with them.
They went it all in front, so this is that.
Oh.
So do you read the guestlip.com? Do you read the Paris homepage?
Yeah, every now and then, yeah.
Because he talks a lot about your band, his band. All the time. The band rocks, the band was slowly at this song, the band was very fast at that song. He always talks about you.
Yeah.
So you read it.
The band, the gang.
Yeah, we read it sometimes, yes. Mm. So look at the movies.
But it is going. Dasper has an internet company, web design company.
He has a guy who made it. He makes his website, yes.
No, I know the guy who makes it, said, but I read somewhere that he has a stock action in a company. I was wondering why he hasn't got a better website.
Oh,
that's a question
because
for him.
For this kind of it's a Flash design website, in Flash. So when he uploads these videos, and there are like 300 people all in the same time wanted to see this video, it goes...
Is that why it becomes slow sometimes?
Yes.
Okay.
And
But the videos themselves are on YouTube.
I know, but not every fan knows to click on that video and go to YouTube, you know? Not every fan.
Even
they wanted to see it there.
I know, but even if you click on it there, it comes from YouTube through there.
Yes.
So the bandwidth issue should be rather with you.
But it's often like it goes very bad on the page, and if you a second later check it on YouTube, it's like
wrong.
If you check
another
artist, international artist, like Paris, I mean, he's bigger known in Europe at least, and also in America. And why he hasn't invested in his promotion more? Even with this tour, and I mean, he could get so much more.
It's a record company thing, I think.
I think actually that he's just starting to explore and to find out what you can do with the internet. Because he hasn't really found out what you really can do. But now with the small films and stuff, I think he's going to do more about it. He's not like an internet hacker kind of guy.
But do you mean also promotion? Except
promotion,
for the internet,
like marketing. I know he's a good businessman because he's got. His hotel and the other companies that he must think like a manager
I mean they do. The thing is that with record companies it's they are still functioning the way they used to do. When he releases a record at EMI in Sweden, that doesn't mean EMI in England will release it. You have to renegotiate with every country and if the Germany EMI doesn't like the album, they don't do much. They sort of release it, but don't do any promotion and don't care about it. And there's not much you can do about that, really. Because they have the right to release it, and you can't force them to work on it. You can only try.
So for example, when he chooses Live Nation to promote this tour, yes, to find the venues and fix, he could sit down and say, okay, I want you guys to promote my tour and to fix my dates and everything, but I also like this. I want to support us. I want to... have an interview in each country.
I mean, I'm sure they do that.
He can put on the table his offer and they come with his offer.
But I think that's exactly what he does because he's really good at that. Most artists are not good at that. They don't care.
Yeah.
But he works a lot at it. But it's difficult. And it's a lot more difficult now than only 5 years ago, and compared to 10 years ago, it's a huge difference to get across and to get record companies and publishing companies and promoters to work for you is so difficult.
So how did he find out where he's got that sellings for the tickets? For example, he's like testing marketing somewhere. Mm. In the eastern side countries, as you go by, you see that there are more and more fans.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm. And these fans are not only just coming to the show. Mm. They also will buy stuff.
I think
stuff.
You're right. You're very right. Yeah.
They'll buy CDs, but with the, for example, in our country, we don't find the offer.
No.
We don't have CDs to buy. No. We don't have shows to come to. So, where is the?
I think what you're seeing is
there is a demand and there's no offer.
I think what you're noticing is that the music business is very behind.
Why?
They are a bad
because it's
bad
a,
business.
It's,
really.
It's been a big change in how you do this stuff. And since Perry's obviously not Madonna or someone like that. So when you try to reach out in countries like Romania. That's not so close to Sweden. You find it very difficult to get those people and those companies to work for you.
Don't you implicate people that would love to do this? Yes, like fans, that because all of us, we have good jobs, you know, we're not all crazy and without jobs, you know?
It's not about that. It's not about that at all. It's more so you can
work also with people.
But it's a thing it's a thing with control as well. For the big record companies, they used to work in a certain way, and they do what they do, and then they don't think much about it. But what you're saying is
very
brilliant.
True. It's very true,
and you could really do it. I think we're going to see a lot more of that in the future. But
the music business is still working like it did 10 years ago, and it should change, but it hasn't yet.
We still couldn't reach Per to transmit all this.
Yeah.
From the management point of view, we got a response like in 5 weeks or something for photo pass or a question about an interview or something. So it's a long response time.
Mm. No, it shouldn't be like that.
So
no,
it
of course.
Should be.
You should have an answer.
You can have a secretary answering all this.
Exactly.
And
you
can find good questions or good ideas from it.
But from the company's perspective, I think that they consider all these, the things that you said, is like small time stuff.
Yeah.
And they're used to big time stuff with big promo tours. But those days are over, and they haven't.
They haven't really gotten
around to the fact that they have to do the small.
And
stuff.
If you ask young people if they know Roxette or Per, they will not know. But if you present the offer, the songs, and you. I have teenage friends and I show them songs and they say, oh my God, who is this? And they like it immediately, you know? But if they never heard it.
It's true.
There is even a radio station where CD radio was number one. Mm-hmm. It is a small radio station, it's true. But it's still something.
We didn't interview with anything. So it was, we don't know where it came from to become a number one. Yeah. Who introduced them to this radio and the people calling and choosing it? So this was very interesting.
Yeah.
And there's no single launched, released in our country. So how did they end up with this?
No idea. Yeah.
So and that's
a big shot
significant, I think, for the whole process.
The thing is that Per, he's very, very into all the small stuff and all the little. He always sends mails telling, look at this little small radio station there and this and this. So he's totally into it. But between him and the guy who listens, there are so many layers of old style business music that
so
is really
like an onion, big onion.
Yeah,
that
it's so difficult to work with. Mm-hmm. And just start considering that he's with EMI, so EMI has the right to release his record everywhere, whether they like it or not. So first they need to decide to release it. And if they release it and don't care so much about it, there's not much you can do because they have the right to release it. So they just release it and do no promotion.
Per
can't do anything about that.
We made also polls for the fans to see where it would be more an interest for a single to be released, which country and how many fans are. So this, this is like a free gift for the Emmy company.
It is,
you know, right? It's like a marketing.
And they don't understand that.
They don't understand.
They don't.
This is crazy.
It is crazy because they
and you guys could earn so much more.
They're used to that. They have such a demand for this stuff, so they don't
even
have to worry
with merchandise
about.
Stuff. Yeah. So this was like everybody demanded a mug or a keyring. You cannot find this on merchandise. Mm. So why don't you want to make money?
Yeah.
You see, this is
leaving
crazy.
Money on the table. Yeah.
I want to give you money.
Yeah, exactly.
So
yeah,
show me
the. Right. But I mean, this tour.
It's like no interest. I don't have an interest to sell you.
I think this tour is an example of Per wanting to work like that, and the business doesn't really understand what he's doing.
Exactly.
Yeah. Because this tour is really too small to make any money. So the business thinks, oh, why is he touring? But he thinks, oh, I want to play to the fans and communicate and be out there and build something. And so
we noticed that he tries to listen to us, because also
really
from
does.
The Twitter account, I see that he's got a closer response.
Yes.
And
he reads all the forums and stuff all the time. So
we know that he used to read the Federer
forum. This is a good discussion to have on the forum.
It is.
Without it getting out of hand, just a really factual discussion about
we
how this works.
We cannot reach you guys, you know.
But you can discuss
you know
it among yourselves in the forums.
You know how
and
I
it's
reach
going
you.
To, yeah.
Everybody said to me, you cannot reach the band, you cannot reach the management. Everybody was telling me you can't.
Yeah.
You know,
and
I was
that's so
just searching, and I found your website. I emailed. I went find you on Facebook. Emailed. I just emailed.
Yeah.
So was
it's not that hard.
It's not.
Yeah.
It's not a problem.
And I was. A stunt. Yeah. Look, we can communicate with these guys and tell us things that we know.
The beast awakens.
Yeah.
I'm leaving.
I'm leaving.
Some phone calls.
This is
so
that's old school.
Yeah. Thank you. So I hope you don't mind to. Have this.
No, it's an interesting discussion.
It is.
I was thinking now about a Per concert in Romania.
Mm-hmm.
Because I used to go to different shows in Bucharest, in our capital city. Mm-hmm. And for instance, 1 week or 2 weeks ago, I went to a Sissi Kecs concert.
Mm-hmm.
It was, I think you know her.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she's not so old, but she didn't have anything new so far. I mean, lately.
Yeah.
And there was a big room. I think there were around 5,000-7,000 people there.
For
and
Sissi Kecs, imagine.
That's
for
fantastic.
Sissi Kecs.
That's fantastic.
And it was a very poor concert. I mean, it was only 1 hour.
Yeah.
And she sang a playback.
Mm-hmm.
And she had some mega mixes or something of the most famous songs she has.
Oh yeah.
And she sang those I think 5 times.
What?
You can imagine that it's quite strange to see someone coming, and we paid around 50 euros for a ticket.
Oh, that's great. To hear her do playback of the same songs.
So even how many people came?
Yes, and there were so many people, and they liked those songs because there were people like me. I'm 30 now, and these are songs from when I was a teenager.
Of course.
So people. Come and listen and enjoy the show and have fun and everything. So I think that such a concert as Per has with this tour will be a huge success.
I totally
honestly.
Agree.
Especially because we use that to promote, let's say, the man of Roxette. And Roxette is still a name, very young people don't know too much about it, but it's still a name in the music life.
My personal belief is that the reason why there are not many concerts in that part of Europe is that the promoters haven't got a good network there yet. That's the reason. They don't know anybody to call.
Yeah.
And that's the way they work. They just call the same person every year after year after year. And they book the gig in Germany, and but they don't know you yet.
If you only knew
that's
how many big names came to Romania. Mm. Only this year we have Depeche, Madonna, Tina Turner.
No, of course. No, but I...
guess like Live Nation must have representatives.
Of course, but maybe they don't know the right the level of stuff.
No, so
they can book the big concert, but they can't find the...
Yes.
Yeah. I've checked their website, Live Nation, internationally, and they have representation in Spain. They have got so many fans there.
Yeah,
why there is no concert there?
But that was an economical reason. It was too expensive.
Too expensive
too far.
It was too far, and it was the cost was too high.
Yeah, but he could choose it another way and earn more if there are many fans there and choose.
Not really, because the tour loses money. It's a money losing tour. This Per invests money to do this. So the more gigs we do, the more he has to pay, basically, because he wants to do it. So it's you can't do it forever because it's
But for,
not good to
for
lose
example,
too much money.
Gent. Concert and Madrid concert. Put it in balance. Money, small money, right? Few money. So if you choose carefully the countries, you could fill up big venues.
I think you should start working in tour management.
Yes.
I should work as salesman, IT salesman. Yeah. So I have.
Well, we met a German girl yesterday, and she said that she has been to 87 concerts so far.
Maria Sandra, the big girl. Know her because you've seen her all the time. It was a big girl behind us.
She's
following
you
guys.
Why don't you have a contract with a band? You know, with Paris.
We actually.
Together with
you
all the time, then you might
get paid for it. Yeah, she's been calling
in forever.
We don't do this for a living, like being a fan every day. We are more like normal people. But we like your music, so we enjoy it. For example, I became a Roxette fan also because they are modest people. They are not like crazy rockers and extravagant life.
No.
I don't like this. So this was a good point. And I also learned a lot. My English is from Roxette.
Of course.
I learned Swedish. She was taking a Swedish course too. So, it helped us. So this music helped us to become better.
To try to be better. Sure. Yeah.
So,
that's great.
And but the lack of this promotion, it's bothering us. You know.
I think you're right.
It's upsetting for us. So, I mean, we don't want it more. Even with this Prague, we were searching all the time for a poster, just to take a picture. With a poster. No poster. It was only on the venue, at the ticket, and on the office tickets. Company that sells tickets.
Yeah, everybody says the same thing. There are no posters whatsoever.
So this is.
It is bad. It's just bad.
Just when when he will choose the next company to represent him in a tour, he will search what they will offer him. What they will do for him?
Yeah.
What is the promotion they will doing? What's the promotion they're doing to me? It's like a contract, right?
But I'm sure that in the contract it says you're going to put
a
up
lot
a million.
Of money, I think.
I'm sure that in the contract it says yes, we promise that we will put a million posters in the hard work.
So it must be a clause.
But they don't do it.
If you don't do it, give me my money back.
He might do that as well. You never know.
Yeah, put it in the contract. No promotion.
Well,
I don't need money.
Let's leave the frustrations.
We understand that it's a big issue.
Yes,
we've taken
the fans.
Of course.
Tell us something funny from the concert so far you had. Not necessarily in this tour, any tour. I mean, related to Roxette and to Per.
Tell us something funny.
What's with the wet t-shirt, wet shirt that you had on
the wet shirt. My daughter tells me I look like a pink pig. And that she's really embarrassed and I must change shirts.
You should tell her
and
that
yesterday
you've got
the
pants
Paris
on.
Wife said so.
Yes, Paris wife thought I should look like a she said I look like a pig too.
No, she didn't.
Yes, she did actually.
She did.
I gave her the implication confirmed the pig issue.
You look like a pig? Yes, she said. So she said that you look like a pig.
You gave her the answer already.
Yes, I did. Yeah.
So, it was champagne or what?
Well, that would
have been
nice.
Yeah, that would have been really nice. I don't.
I can't come up with that.
These are the most difficult questions because the good things never pop up. No. They just
there's fun stuff happening every day, but it's very hard to remember.
I think you asked the same question on the thing I wrote for you. What did I tell you then? I forgot what I told you.
Backwards t-shirts, backside t-shirts. You put them on the wrong side.
I remember that now. Yeah, sure. Oh, I remember one funny thing. One of the first gigs I played with Roxette on the 2001 tour, and that was the first time I played live with them in the big venues, and I hadn't done that before, and I was kind of nervous and felt, oh, I'm too small for this, I don't fit here. Blah, blah. And we were doing Must Have Been Love, and I think Marie sang the first verse herself on the piano or something, and then the band was supposed to come in on the Must Have Been. And then I was the bass player then, so I should hit the heavy note. And I became really nervous and sort of panicked, and I had no idea what note it was, what key I was in, nothing. So I hit the worst note possible in combination with the note he was singing and that chord. And it just, everybody turned around. And it took a couple of weeks.
Even Marie?
Yeah, she must have been loud. So that was a horrible moment, and it took weeks to recover. My self-confidence sank.
But still, in shock after that.
Yes.
So send a message to the Romanian fans, would you? On the camera.
Hi, Romanian. We are here in Prague, doing a very nice interview. It consists of questions about Roxette and marketing issues. So it's been very interesting for us, and we hope you have a good discussion on the forums about all these things.
Yeah.
I hope next time we come to Romania to play and to a lot of other places that we're missing right now, and you should force the promoters and record companies and the business to realize that this is the way to do it. Keep up the good work.
And you are the ones who do it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you a lot.
So, we actually did some petitions for the management. Mm-hmm. A lot of times, all the Roxette fans on the forums, I've seen a lot of this, but still not even a single answer.
No, that's bad. I think that's really bad.
So, usually is no, we cannot do. For example, I wrote the management for this interview, for an interview with Per in Prague, because I knew that Isra was a day off, so I imagined that, like 10 minutes for 10 questions would be such a big deal. I said, unfortunately, there's no time in Prague. My God, you have a whole day.
Yes, but he's tired, understand
I'm doing him a favor, I'm not asking for money.
I'm more tolerant.
But I think he's going to do a radio. Wasn't he doing like 3 radio interviews
here
today? Yeah. I think actually, so I think it's not just laziness.
Yes, but...
The default answer is always no.
Yeah.
And then you have to fight for it. And I think that it should be the other way around, of course.
A lot of bands are working like that. They are existing from the internet only and have really close interaction with the people that like what they do. And that's the basis of existence, really.
That's the only way to do it.
And that's a new way, the future way of doing it.
Imagine that we have to order from outside all the CDs, and you add transportation every time. And it becomes like 3 times more than was a CD. So not every fan can afford this.
That's really weird. But isn't the latest album is released now here and there in Europe?
Not in Romania.
Okay.
No, not at all. Not in the eastern part, no. I don't think Hungary has it. But I have to check the list that Per gave us. But Romania,
but
no.
Of course, Per would
and
like
we
it to be released.
We asked him in Romania about the release and said, Per who?
That's the problem.
Yeah. Who's Per?
Yeah. Yeah. It's difficult for him to release his record in the US even. I don't think Son of a Plumber is released in the US.
Maybe.
It's been very close a couple of times, but then it fell through and it didn't work out. So, and he's very frustrated with this. He's talking about
it. It's been difficult to release it
in
the UK.
Fans
yeah.
It's coming out now in the UK.
Didn't come out in the UK.
So it's not like he chooses not to do it.
It's very hard work.
He's fighting for everything. Yes. So because for you, he's, I mean, he's a big star, of course, and for you, he's a huge star. But he's, he can't dictate. He can't.
Well,
dictate.
But he can change the manager.
Yeah. I don't think you that's going to happen.
We've seen that.
We will skip that, okay?
This is all the record. Just a tiny thought that every fan has it.
No, but I mean, both Per and his manager, is of course frustrated.
So she's fighting too?
She's, of course.
She's talking about this all the time.
She's talking about this all the time. She's actually really annoyed about it. So it's not like they don't want it. It's a tough job to do. Actually, it's a very tough job.
Well, I remember that guy from iPod, the guy who invented the iPod thing and the download from the iPod, the iTunes. Yeah. Now he's a big star in his company.
Of course, yeah.
But he used to start from small conferences to convince people.
Okay.
So he went for this conference, and got more people into it, and especially big managers from the record companies to go into it. Yeah. So now look at this, how big it is now.
I mean, he's a genius. So.
No, he just pushed it. He just pushed it and went himself there. So was very enthusiastic. And this is. We finished our question, so we surely ask you a lot of more than 15 questions.
Yeah, but it's nice. It's interesting. Sure.
If you have any questions for the fans that you would like to know from the fans, something?
I'm sure. I can't think of anything.
I think what you're telling about about the frustration and the communication problems, that is interesting to me.
And of course we're going to... to talk to Per about it naturally.
Hopefully.
We're going to, but of course it's going to come up. I think. So it's good to know.
Yeah.
Maybe he will watch the interview.
Yeah.
We will send you, of course, the link and the photos and everything. Mm. So if you like our photos for you, no problem. Mm. And maybe he will think about it more carefully.
Yeah.
When he chooses next time Live Nation. It's not in the new in Romania, so no Live Nation.
Actually, I don't think it's a problem. It would be whoever he would work with the same.
That's the point. Change managers, change promoters, it's still going to be a difficult...
Because
big
it's a culture thing and it's a development thing that hasn't gone really far.
If he only said, look, I don't know anybody in Romania who is interesting, and I'll find him 10 companies. Me, I'm going to these companies, or I have friends who work in the industry and find the interest there.
Sure.
But if he announces like 10 days before the concert, this is the list, what can I do then? This is everything is decided already, so we cannot do anything but, again, she's not in there. So.
Yeah.
And I remember from watching videos from the fans from Argentina when he went there, they were going from post to glue posters with the concert that they made themselves posters. So they contribute a lot to publicity.
Yes, yes.
And we have a lot of fans that will do this.
Yes.
We are interested.
Yeah.
So, just a small sign that they want, and we do anything we can.
We put posters on walls. We cry. We don't.
We promote. When I started first time our fan club, it was like in 1991 or something like that. I was 17, and I went to the judge to become official fan club by the law. And we had because Roxette was big then. We had like. Full hour on the radio, talking, reading interviews about Per and Marie, and still never Roxette came to Romania, no released album there. So we surely had try our part, you know. We had interviews on television every time, and the fan club was very popular then, in the newspapers already. And one last thing for you to know that all the world is waiting for Roxette. This is for sure. Every newspaper and program has already announced that it's a possibility for this comeback.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it would be great.
I think they took from the BBC interviews. Mm-hmm. They spread it everywhere. Mm-hmm. Even on our website, there are links to all these newspapers and websites that everyone knows now. Roxette is coming back. Mm-hmm. And I found out today from a friend that was 1 hour about Roxette on the first program television in our country. So
it's
a very good opportunity now if Marie will decide. It's like we expect like an unplugged thing. Mm-hmm. Sort of small venue, but unplugged thing for her to be comfortable and
yeah, who knows?
Do some
will she go to the Stockholm concert?
I don't know.
Honestly,
I really don't know.
So
because we were thinking that maybe we should have gone to Stockholm
to catch her.
You can imagine. When we were teenagers, we began to like Roxette. Of course, and Marie separately.
First, we thought Roxette is only Marie.
Yeah, yeah. It's funny.
Yeah, this was the first impression when you saw Roxette. Because she was
the
leading voice. Yeah. And of course, we thought Perry is a woman. First time.
You weren't the only ones.
I love Simon and Garfunkel, but I wouldn't go to an Art Garfunkel concert. For sure.
But he's not the songwriter, though.
No. But I wouldn't go to a Paul Simon concert either, actually. So
no.
Why?
No, I don't like his record so much of lately. I like his 70s records, but the last couple of ones are boring for me.
Hello.
Hello. So is Marie Lindberg with you on both routes?
She sort of comes every now and then.
Yeah,
but she does better from
interviews
from Stockholm and stuff. All the logistics here is handled by whoever.
Bojo.
I really don't know this stuff. It's sort of.
Yeah, for sure.
So if you like, if you have interest in releasing some artists in Romania, you let me know and I will do my best to help
sure.
you.
Yeah, I would love to. Yeah.
So. Mm. We speak a little Swedish, so it will be no problem.
Bora en lite.
Lite gra.
Impressive enough. My Romanian is not so impressive. What language family is Romanian?
Latin.
Okay.
Like Italian, French.
Okay, so it's
French.
The most similar to Portuguese.
Okay.
As foreigners say.
Right.
I mean, the way the language sounds.
Yeah.
It's more sh and.
Okay.
A bit tougher than Italian, which is very much
our language.
Right?
You have a setta. The letter seta, and we say z,
I can't say that. I won't even try.
I cannot say perna.
No, that's the difference.
So this
I know it's, all those little differences.
And I read that in the south they talk even funnier. We cannot understand what now we are studying, we will not be able to understand
that's
the south.
That's probably true. If you, in where I live in the countryside, and that's a strong dialect. Even the pair, when it comes to visit, he doesn't understand what the taxi driver
says. How do you say hospital in Swedish?
Hospital?
Yeah.
Kukus.
So you say hu. So in Stockholm area, they say shuk.
Yeah, there's another variety, which is more like shukus.
Yes, we studied the differences.
And I would say kukus.
Yeah, because our teacher, she said that when she was in the south, she said, oh my God, I don't know Swedish. And she was like Swedish teacher, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
She felt like she didn't understand anything. It's not hard in the winter with all that night, long night.
It is kind of, I think December to February can be kind of heavy. Hmm? Sort of. Mm.
Yeah.
Tell us about the state monopoly for the drinks.
I love the state monopoly for the drinks. I think it's a great idea,
It's not so expensive.
No, it's not expensive. It's not that it's actually, it's the best wine shop in the world. because there's only one, they have everything. And they import from a lot of small places and so on. I have nothing against it. And also you should remember that it, once upon a time it saved us from drinking ourselves to death. That's why it's there, because the Swedes were drinking themselves to death. They were making their own vodka at home.
Oh, and really? We do this all the time. So.
Yeah, we couldn't.
We
so
have
Swedes need regulations not to drink
some food. If you hear this palinka, you should try it. It's a local drink.
We are now at Systembolaget.
Ah! Nice.
It's from prunes.
What do you think of Systembolaget? I like Systembolaget.
They're okay. They're good.
Yeah, but, so not like
but
a
it could
wine
be another system that could work equally as well. But it's very, very big wine importer, and that's good because we get almost all the wine they have there. It's really good.
Yeah, and they also they found a lot of small things and different. So it's,
but it's.
Yeah, so you should take my photo.
Can be frustrating for sellers, I guess, distributors.
Probably, but it's I don't think it's frustrating for many customers.
No.
I came before the Stockholm concert at the Hashim, and it was in Stockholm was American Cars Day, something, with hot rods all over the streets. So, and a lot of Swedish beer guys with big bellies and leather vests. So, how many venues do you have left? You numbered them?
10 or so, maybe.
You're looking forward
to
the end?
Yes.
No, not to the end, but to
so you like this tour?
Yeah. So I mean, it's really nice people and really.
So it's like a small family, you know?
Oh, yeah. It's,
we know each other.
Oh, yes.
You travel always by bus?
No, we travel only by plane this time. The journeys were too long. So it's only flights.
Because Per said that Ben travels by bus, so that's why.
The crew travels by bus. They go to sleep in the bus and they drive with the equipment to the next place.
Uh-huh.
We stay and then we fly. So
it's really cozy.
Yeah. It's
better.
It's very comfortable.
Not tiring.
No. And also you want every concert to be better, of course. That's the thing. Every night you think it's great. Now, tomorrow we're going to do even more, a little better. So.
Stockholm will be great because you have a full house there. And also.
And the Swedish audience.
Not really. Many foreign people will come there.
Yeah,
I know a lot of fans are coming. They hope for Marie, so this is one of the reasons.
Yeah, me too. That would be fantastic.
Have you seen her lately?
I saw her on Paris birthday party last, I think.
How is she?
She's good. She's fine,
I saw her at Wernklot.
Fanclot. Oh, you see, I didn't see that.
She's been on the show.
Yeah.
She watched it on our side.
She was great.
Yes,
I was so excited to see her.
Yeah, I can imagine.
When I heard Enu Doftar Sharlek, I think, the title, it was... fabulous, honestly.
Yeah, Clarence told me he was there and he said she was really great.
Yeah, he was.
And everybody stood up in the end, you know, when she sang through.
Yeah.
And everybody was, there were some stairs on the scene, and everybody sat down, only she was standing. And it was unbelievable.
Yeah, of course.
Yes, because, so it seemed like, maybe I'm a bit, I don't know, too poetic now, but it seemed like everyone was sitting at her feet, you know?
Oh yeah.
It was that impression that I, as a fan, had.
Yeah, but she is a very highly loved artist in Sweden. She receives a lot of love from people.
And she was so happy to be there.
Yeah.
That's how I perceived her.
Yeah, I think so too.
I mean, because she realized that there were a lot of people coming there, especially for her.
Of course, and she always, she feels at home on stage. She's fantastic on stage. Being on stage with Marie is amazing because whatever you do, nobody looks at you because everybody's looking at her because she's so charismatic.
She's the center of the stage.
Yeah,
by
she's
the way,
totally, yeah.
Of course, you think that maybe she comes in Stockholm. Mm. One question about Helena.
Yeah.
Does she feel a bit nervous that she might be on the same stage as Marie?
No, I wouldn't think that. Helena is a big Marie Fredriksson fan. she has all her records and listens to that stuff.
I mean,
so.
Nervous, worried that she might not...
No, I wouldn't. I mean, no, not at all. It's not like a competition.
Helena is Helena.
Yeah. Well, you must realize that there actually. Are some people saying that, well, Helena, I think, place Marie.
Of course, but that's the kind of thing that always will happen. Some people will like one better than the other and so on, but it's not like a, like for the people involved, it's not an issue, I think. It's not a competition or anything.
No, I was thinking about, I mean, feeling nervous as having someone bigger than her. I mean, a bigger artist than
yeah,
her.
Yeah, but no, I never.
It's just the way it is. It is like that. I mean,
and for Helena, it's not like that at all.
She seems to be very sweet.
She's the sweetest person ever. So
really?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
So she seems to be very kind and polite.
Yes,
and
she's the kindest, sweetest soul ever. Yeah.
Have you heard the Marie's son Oscar thing?
No, I have. I heard about it. That he's really good. Yeah.
Yeah, really impressive. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
For his age. Uh-huh. As well.
No, I haven't heard it yet, but I'm looking forward to hearing.
That she was so proud. She was like, oh, yeah, because well, I'm a mother. I know, so it's
you can
like,
understand
yeah.
her.
Yeah, yeah.
Almost in tears. Yeah, she was very impressive. I never expected. It was a very big surprise for everybody. I think even the audience. But the newspaper from Stockholm wrote. Marie's gig, secret family gig. Mm-hmm. So it was not so secret because it was we already knew about yeah, it that will be happening in.
But that's because you hack into the code.
Yeah.
Not me.
So nothing is a secret.
The Germans, the Germans.
Yeah, we're like little goblins everywhere. So you met any crazy fans like? Really crazy?
No.
Aren't you
no, we haven't met. Right? No. Everyone is really nice.
Sweet and
very
nice,
sweet
happy
and very
people.
Yeah, not no. crazy, actually.
No
threats.
No threats. No craziness. No
but
violent outbursts.
I think I don't know why the band kept it secret from the Roxette. Why that you haven't come forward yet?
Come forward with.
With yourselves, with your stories. Why there is no news of you anywhere?
I actually never thought about it. Nobody asked me, to be honest.
Roxette has always been part of my... That is Roxette.
Yes, but I have seen another bands and they all... if there is a solo artist, they question the band too sometimes.
Yeah,
you actually find very interesting things.
I mean, anybody asks me, I'm happy to... I think it's fun. I really enjoy all this, and after the concert, speaking to people and stuff like that. Even if it's Paris fans, of course, we are just his support team, so to speak. It's really nice to talk to people, and it's nice to feel that what you do, that people like it.
He wrote on the Twitter that he just finished another song.
Mm-hmm. I can imagine.
In his hotel, I think.
Haven't heard it yet.
No.
No.
So you do know what about it?
Nope.
No, we were curious.
Yeah.
You should ask him.
Yeah.
What's your role, man?
By the way, if people are more not friendly, feel more comfortable to talk to you. I feel more comfortable to talk to you than to Per.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Of course. Yeah.
We were like nervous.
You find out more things, like you do now. Mm-hmm. We told you a lot. Maybe you even got bored. And
No.
That's it. Do you give any feedback to him?
Yeah. I mean, we speak about everything. I mean, we spend the whole days together, so we talk about everything that happens, of course. And we talk about the forums and stuff as well. He reads them and we talk about what we read there and what people think. When we were rehearsing, we talked about a lot what songs the fans seem to want to hear and kept that in mind and tried to make them work and so on. So it's always present.
And now with his Twitter account, he's going full throttle into Web 2.0. So that's, I think he's going to see a lot more of that.
Yeah, he usually doesn't answer
all the questions.
But you have to understand it.
But
even I don't.
He should hire a person for his image, you know. Even with this home videos, it's called him Gaslight Funniest videos that he made. If he made another professional small videos to put it on DVD. It would be like a change of image for him.
But I honestly think it's very nice that he does what he likes. Yeah. That's what he always did with all the bands. With
but he could earn more.
Maybe, but that's not the point. He does what he likes. And if he doesn't like it, he doesn't want to do it. That goes for the music, the clothes, the everything. So he's in charge. And I think
it's really fun that he's the one doing it. Yeah. Doing the films and doing the twittering. I mean, obviously, big stars like, I don't know, I guess they have professional twitterers that work for them. Mm. But that's really boring. The whole thing is that it comes from the source. Yeah. That's what's exciting. Does it by himself, and I think it's very.
But it will become overwhelming at some point.
Yeah, of course it's
time-consuming.
But then he has to.
But if he wasn't in charge of his image, you would never have had the carrot hair. That would have been sad. The professionals would never have allowed that.
That was his best.
That was a peak.
This made him famous. And
the carrot hair,
earring. That was well, it's like that. And thank you so much for doing this.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. It was really nice.
Thank you.
So you see, we're quite lucky, the Romanian fans and the Slovak fans, of course.
We just grabbed him. We saw him standing there and said, he got the camera. He must be a fan. He was talking to the bus driver. So we, hey, you're a fan. We got lucky too because he got all the gear.
So thank you. And you can send message to Slovak fans.
Hi. Slovak fans, we're very pleased that you are out there. Not me personally only, but also the whole band, including Pam.
You're good at this. You're like a pro. Hi, I love you. Goodbye.
Thank you.
So we're not going to body anymore.
No, it was really
and
nice.
So I will show you some sites. Tips?
Yeah, sure. That was
on
nice.
The map. You have a map or you don't?
I think I do. I had a bird shitting on me the other day. I had birds shit all over my
bed.
Does it?
Yeah.
Nobody told me that.
I always have it on my car. Mm-hmm. And I always, when I park it, you know.
We are... We are here. This is your hotel, Mihalska.
Yeah.
Yeah? Mm. This is your hotel street.
Yeah.
This is the old town, so you visit here a lot of street. And this is very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And this bridge.
What is
also,
that?
This is like a castle. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's got many museums. It's also a toy museum inside. Mm-hmm. So a lot of. You can take the tram upstairs, like here, and go down by foot.
Right.
So it's very enjoyable. We've done this and this in one day.
Mm-hmm.
And this bridge is very nice. It got nice statues. And at the bottom, there's a boat trip if you like to take. Mm-hmm. It takes you up to here and back like 50 minutes.
Yeah.
50 minutes. Mm-hmm. And it gives you beer and water and everything, so it's cool. We got drunk, so
nice.
Cool. And so this area and this area we visit, and it's very nice. A lot of squares and statues and everything. I hope you got your camera.
No, I have no camera. I never had one.
Really?
Yeah.
Why don't you tell your kids then?
If you are not a rock star,
it's a weak point with me, cameras. My wife takes the pictures.
Oh, okay. Why is she on the tour with you and the kids?
It's mainly because it's had it been a bus tour, they would probably have been here more.
But all the
flights, it's too expensive and too. And also they're in school, so they can't.
You're not afraid of flying?
Well, nobody's totally comfortable with flying, I guess. When it shakes a little.
I was like,
I don't like it.
So your kids never saw you on tour?
Yeah, sure. They were in Copenhagen.
Yeah, you were?
Yeah. That's when she said I looked like a pig.
You have kids too, Magnus?
Huh? Sorry.
You have kids?
Yes,
too?
I have two kids.
How old are they?
They are 8 and 10.
Oh,
so they're quite big now.
Yeah. And they seen you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were in Copenhagen.
Yeah?
I saw the show.
That's why you said you have friends in the audience?
Yeah, maybe.
they sat together, I think, somewhere. Exactly. Yeah.
So you've been, that's why you like Copenhagen.
Show the extra.
Yeah, you've been trying to be impressed.
Yes. And my youngest daughter fell asleep after three songs. Yes.
Oh my God.
Oh, it was a great thing on the Henrik Mann tour. I walked out in the audience before a gig, and some people came up and wanted autographs, and I stood there talking to them, and it became sort of a line. So I stood there for 15 minutes, and it was really nice. And at the end of the line, my kids stood there with, "Hey, can I have an autograph?" That was fantastic. They're mocking me, whatever I do.
They shouldn't. You should tell them that you got fans.
No, they are mocking me in a loving way. Yeah, it's their sense of humor.
As kids do with the parents. Right. Yeah.
So you don't take your parents seriously.
No, I do.
Not really, do you?
So they stay in school. Hey, my father is a star.
No. Yeah, I think it's more like the other kids to tease them a little.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, because they're.
But maybe they know you.
Yeah, but they're maybe a little envious.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
The other kids,
yeah, maybe you've built.
So they say the biggest is really bad. We hate him.
What's the biggest star you work with now? What's the biggest star you work with besides her? In Sweden, obviously.
In Sweden, I've made records with Ulf Lundell. You know, Ulf Lundell. He's 55 years old. Some made millions of records and is like an icon.
Niklas Strömstedt.
Yeah, he's really nice. I made a record with him a couple of years ago. Bo Sundström.
Ja.
Det är Bo Kaspers orkester. Bo Sundström.
Ja, men då försöker jag ta mig dit så fort som möjligt.
Patrick Isaksson.
I never worked with him. No.
And any girl, no girl.
What about Kurt Nielsen?
Sorry, who?
Kurt Nielsen, for example.
Could no, never worked with him either. No.
Who?
Kurt Nielsen.
Why isn't Jens with you?
Oh, he was unavailable. He's on tour with Nina in the Cardigans, a camp.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I've seen that he's writing that he's in Italy.
Yeah, he's touring at the same time.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm, so that's the one.
So it's a difference between talents, performance and
very
his?
Different drummers.
Yeah. Big difference.
Yeah. Yeah.
As soon as you change one musician, everything changes a lot.
Yeah.
So the dynamic of the group is changing too?
Well, more like the musical interpretation or whatever you'd call it. It just becomes different. So you see,
everyone has their playing style, so everyone brings their thing to the table, so to speak. Mm. So it becomes a little bit different, but it's fun.
Yes, great.
I've never played with Pelle before, and he's a really nice guy.
Awesome. Yeah.
I like playing with
this
him.
Is the first time. Mm. So Pelle drove you with his convertible car?
No, I don't think I was in his convertible. Were you?
No.
Or the other one?
I took a ride in his Ferrari once. He wanted. I'm not into cars at all. I haven't got a clue, and I don't care. And I'm not impressed by the Ferraris and stuff. So he said, "Okay,
With the magazine, look at this."
So yeah, of course, all the time. So he drove his Ferrari or one of his Ferraris. I don't know if he has many. To my home, and then he said, "Maybe you should try and drive it." And he sat beside me and told me what to do. And he said, "Okay, now step on it." Yeah. And I stepped on it, and it was wow! This was something.
Actually,
else.
There's a joke with the Ferrari. One guy goes to the drive testing, you know, mm-hmm. and takes a Ferrari and goes first gear, second gear, and looked at the salesman. "Are you afraid now?" "No. Mm-hmm. He's used with the speed." Mm-hmm. Fourth gear, fifth gear. "Are you not afraid?" No. Sixth gear. No, not afraid. No. "Maybe I should put air from racket."
Yeah.
Air for racket.
That's what it felt like. That was exactly what it felt like. Whoa. And then I came into the little tiny village where my kids go to school, and I came in at the Ferrari, and there live like 50 people, and people on the sidewalk applauded me.
Yeah, really?
That was really nice. I could see the point of having a Ferrari one.
You should say, Per, I think I deserve a Ferrari now.
Yeah, I should save some money.
On the Ferrari.
He can make you a deal with the Ferrari, because I think he's
they're his pals,
he's in
I
a
think.
Good relation with the representative. Yeah.
Yes,
I think we should have one each.
Yeah.
It's the least unexpected.
Known as the band who has a Ferrari. Each one has a Ferrari. A rare band.
Yeah. I actually have to go.
Yeah, we too. Yeah. Thank you very much. So you've seen what you...
Yes, I just need to find the big streets from here. But
the big street should be
the one that goes up to the
really big street.
Yeah, the one with the Kolvstorp.
This is like a
you
big
want to
square
go back
market.
To the hotel?
No, no, I'm meeting at
like
the gig.
A
I would have to go to the gig place.
Here is Lucerna.
Yeah, and where are
this
we?
Is a big
where are we now?
We are somewhere.
I just have to find this one.
No, no, then we are something like here.
Oh. I'll ask for
so
the
this is.
Oh yeah, okay, but if
we
I find this,
we are somewhere
I find
here
oh, yeah.
in this street, and we should go here and you go. This is Lucerna because I was in. It's a big square, you can actually see it. Now, can we take a picture with you? For the last time?
Yeah, you have like 100 pictures of us.
I actually enjoyed the show when you posed for us. So I was telling her, look at Magnus. I come here, Chitu. So Clara is more shy?
No.
No? He's not shy?
No, he's not very shy. Yeah.
He's not appearing in videos too often. Guest videos.
Clara's no, but he's. I don't really know, but I've always found that Roxette is Pierre Marie. That's what Roxette is, and then they got the crew behind that works with them. But it's not like the Rolling Stones where everyone is. It's more like Eurythmics or something.
Yeah. I like Eurythmics, but yeah. And Elena's got a great website. You should check it out.
She's
when you're entering, you can hear the music also, but in a nice manner. I mean, it's not blocking your computer. So it's a good thing that they removed the snippets from Vasily Riley.
Has he removed it now?
Yeah.
Oh, at last.
Because
I was at, like, not yesterday, but
every time
before,
I should press the pause.
It's so extremely annoying.
Yeah. It should have a button for on and off.
Yeah.
So it was cool then.
Yeah.
That's why I said he needs a better web manager.
Webmaster.
Yeah. I mean, there are a lot of fans who are willing to do this for free.
Yeah.
And run his website.
For example, me.
Are you good at
He's
working
on
like IT.
Yeah, my husband does also. So.
Yeah.
No problem in finding this for free. So.
For free.
Yeah.
He should try to find the fans who work for him for free. I mean, enjoying to do his.
I can only agree, but it's a different. They come from. I mean, it was very different in the 80s. You didn't interact in that kind of way.
Yeah.
Today, it's very common that you bands are interacting with their fans and using their fans' services and all that. It's very important. I think it's good. But in the 80s, when they were really big, it wasn't done. The fans were there. The organization was here. It's not like that anymore. Right? But I think it's got to change.
Hopefully. We will show the whole world with this interview, so maybe we'll get a better response.
It's up to Per.
How
does he want to run things, and what is he comfortable with, and all that? It has to go.
Maybe he will look at the interview.
Yeah,
and
he's always interested in new stuff, so it's just up to
We are sad that we couldn't have him on tape, but.
Yeah.
So that's a star life.
That is what it is.
But I got my picture with him.
Yeah, you did. But he's doing signings almost every evening. That's always so new, I think.
Yeah,
I don't think he's done that before.
This with
Oxfam.
So,
the credit card thing didn't work, so I go and get some cash.
We have, no problem. We pay.
Okay, are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much.
No problem.
Thank you.
Just photos with you?
Yeah, sure.
Here?
Here.
before you. You cannot stand it anymore. I can read it in your eyes.
No, it's actually very okay.
Yeah, it's stay there too.
I mean, me too.
Ben,
standing, sitting.
No, sitting.
How do you want this? With or without clothes?
Shorter.
Shorter. I can do like this.
We are like a pygmy state. We're not tall people at all. Czech people are also tall.
Oh,
and we've seen a lot of Swedish tourists here. A lot. Like the second Stockholm here.
Yeah.
But it looks the same.
Slash the other stick.
Very well.
Wow.
It feels like a professional.
Yeah.
So how much is where is the house?
Yeah, no, hai să mai rămânem puțin să mă duc și eu la Buda.
Ah, okay, we'll stay further here, so we can go.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Pleasure to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Are you going to the hotel?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going with you. I have some things here.
Okay.
Thank you.
Very nice to meet you.
In the next
book, hopefully.
Thank you.
Bye. I send our love to Pearl, of course.
Of course.
And he should really give us.